Hello, this is Dr. Dave, and you're listening to the KnowledgeShare with Dr. Dave podcast hosted on grokshare.com. KnowledgeShare with Dr. Dave is also on iTunes and Google Play. You are listening to episode number 8 with Dr. Estella Chavu, a practitioner and expert in mindfulness. Mindfulness continue to play a significant role in my daily life. As I begin my day, and before entering into the distractions of each day, I begin with prayer and mindfulness to ensure that I remain present in the now. Hi, Dr. Estella Chavos. Is that the way you say your name?
Yeah, Chavu or Chavis. Chavu? I've heard a lot of different ways that my name is pronounced, but...
Chavu?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Dr. Estella Chavu. Thank you for taking the time to share your experiences with us.
You're very welcome.
Share with our audience, how did you get involved with mindfulness and this way of being present?
Well, you know, I've always had a personal relationship with my Creator, and my foundation is that of God, Jesus Christ. So it was kind of a natural progression into this field of mindfulness. The great thing about mindfulness, though, is it doesn't matter what your beliefs are. It's a universal practice, a universal platform, and it has universal success, which is really key. It's helped me develop my career in corporate America, my raising of a child as a single mother, and my social relationships as well. During periods of stress, this mindfulness practice that I do has helped as well to keep me inspired and focused.
So why is mindfulness such a hot topic today?
That's an interesting question, Dave. Mindfulness has always been around. Up until today, though, the topic of mindfulness hasn't been a conversation. Mindfulness just means being present, having focus, being aware of yourself. And people have always done that, but haven't really done that well. Mindfulness is a means to create a certain state of mind in whatever situation happens and the ability to control your actions. So usually in most mindfulness practices, they use meditation as a means to practice it. It's a very hot topic for many reasons today because it can help with physical, social, and mental performance, which has been proven in both research and practice to have positive effects. At first, it had been a practice for alternative medicine folks, but now it's a mainstream practice, even in corporate America. They're really embracing it.
So what are the benefits that you see to knowledge workers in the corporate setting?
Huge amounts of benefits. There are so many. You'll find that people have better attention to detail. They're able to handle stressful situations. Their work-life balance improves, particularly for women. And my research study did a lot with women in leadership and how in corporate America, because of the work-life balance issues, they're not able to perform it as well because of all the strains and stress. It has proven to be successful, especially for this population as well. One of the things in my research study and in the book that I have out now, Let Meditation Menu, it provides really a lot of detail on the effects of meditation, and it shares real stories of how meditation has cured even diseases for those that believe it. So it's a mind practice. It's going to be, I foresee it being as in line with nutrition, exercise, and then here's this mindfulness practice as well.
How would someone begin the practice of mindfulness?
Well, there are many ways to practice mindfulness, but I would suggest a few things. First, I would say you need to get an understanding of what it is and what it's not. There are a lot of myths out there on mindfulness and the practice of meditation, so you need to ground yourself in real sound knowledge of what it really is. Then you need to prepare yourself for the practice by grounding yourself for change. Anything you take on, you need to be prepared to change yourself. And there's a lot of change models out there that help you do that. Another thing that you want to do is take part in courses, groups, classes, workshops, and retreats that teach you how to be mindful, and even get a mindfulness coach. We have a coach for many things. This is another area that you can do that. And lastly, the thing I would think everyone should remember is there's no wrong or right way to practice mindfulness. It only takes 10 minutes a day to see benefits and develop the skill. And once you develop it, you can apply mindfulness to any situation, gain better focus and control, and find your sense of calm.
So, can organizations benefit by including mindfulness in the corporate culture?
Absolutely. This is the next wave in health. It's destined to be aligned again with exercise and nutrition, and especially it's becoming a corporate priority. The more mindful the employees are, the healthier the workforce and the much increased productivity. So it's very important to be grounded in mindfulness.
Okay. Who are the giants in this field that we should listen to? Who do you listen to?
Wow, that's a really hard question because it is a new practice. There are so many great people that haven't even been discovered in this area, because until now, again, it was emerging. It was practiced by alternative medicine folks. If I want to throw out some names of people that who have embraced it in their corporation, which I think should be a big focus of mindfulness, it's Oprah, Adriana Huffington. All these people have embraced mindfulness and actually do it in their corporation. They take 10 minutes a day, a 10-minute break twice a day. Oprah does for her folks to meditate. So it's being embraced by everyone. Deepak, all these people have done it for years, but again, it's been this alternative practice. And keep in mind, there's so many different degrees of meditation. There's so many different levels of meditation, and people sometimes confuse mindfulness with that. Meditation is the practice of mindfulness, but mindfulness could be just sitting in silence for 10 minutes.
So with you, as a practitioner of mindfulness, what are some of the changes you have experienced so far?
Well, I've seen great value in it. There's three areas: in their health, work-life balance, and leadership. So I'll start with health. I was a single mom, and I had to overcome the fact that I didn't have a dual family at a time when that wasn't so popular. I experienced a huge amount of pressure just because of that situation. And when I started meditating, I found that my blood pressure was more in control. I never had high blood pressure before. I found out I was just more able to focus and had better attention to detail. So my health, by far, me, less stress. Health, number one. The second thing is work-life balance. When you're juggling being a mom and being a corporate person and wanting to rise the corporate ladder and understanding that there's this glass ceiling, especially for women, it helped me be able to balance my work and not feel guilty about being a mom and not feel guilty about having to do things differently and be more flexible at work and having people understand that. So work-life balance, huge with mindfulness. I take a break 10 minutes a day every morning, and I just meditate. And it was hard because you have your daughter, you have your child around, but you get them situated and just time out for a while. And then my leadership ability. I have practiced mindfulness with my team. It opens up conversation, it embraces change, it helps develop a culture. And I think that it starts with the top. I mean, getting people, once you've trained them on mindfulness, it's kind of a train-the-trainer effect. It just a domino effect. It just passes down to everyone else. So those are the three areas, I think: health, work-life balance, and leadership ability.
I know recently you've been given a great opportunity to be the ambassador of health. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that. How is that working and how is that coming along?
Yeah, I stumbled into it, and I feel it's a total blessing because it's me. Mindfulness and meditation and health and well-being is who I am. So to be able to do something that speaks to who you are, it's just amazing, amazing experience. So what happened is Schneider Electric, who I work for, is trying to develop a well-being program, or wanted to develop one. And what they did was create leadership champions to help develop this at different locations. So I was selected as one of the leadership champions. We've done a phenomenal job in doing just creating change within the organization. And we do, we have five pillars. We have the health, work-life balance, leadership, flexibility, and culture. All of those things are so important to create change. And I've been able to establish a great team that's helped me with that. And we are just going to be able to be a healthier workforce at Schneider Electric because of all of this.
Well, you have a new book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's a lifelong dream. I've written so many, but I've never published any. So it's amazing.
So tell us about your book. What's the title of your book?
Okay. My book is called Let Meditation Menu. And the whole idea behind the book title, and my, I co-authored this with my daughter, is that we are so in this world, we want to be whole, right? But we're also put apart. We're torn apart because of all the things that happen to us. So meditation is a way of mending all those wounds. And that's kind of how I got the title of the book.
Very interesting title. Mm-hmm. So where can we get a copy?
Well, right now it's on Amazon, and I'm pleased to announce that it is bestseller. It was bestseller in two categories, and it is available. It's an Amazon bestseller, and it's available at Amazon for download. Hard copy, I'm working on getting that hard copy by January. But you can go on Amazon, look up Let Meditation Menu. It'll pop up first, or pretty close to first, and you can pick it up there. And it's also available at bookstores. Just request it. Go on any Barnes & Noble. I do have a publisher. Go on any of those bookstores and ask for it, and they can get you a copy.
So Let Meditation Mend You. Mm-hmm. Very catchy topic. Mm-hmm. So if our audience wants to learn more, you know, how can they connect with you and ask questions and become more enlightened about mindfulness?
Well, anytime you want to connect with me, you can reach me at my website, and that's www.strategicladies.com, or you can write me at write@strategicladies.com, and that's my email address. And you can call, we do workshops, we do one-on-ones. Many times people are not sure about, again, what it is and what is not meditation and mindfulness. We do that. We do corporate trainings. We're also getting ready to create a platform where we'll have learning modules in mindfulness in an online environment. For some of those that you can't get out, the sick and shut in, we can provide it online as well.
Do you have a Twitter handle, just in case people want to tweet with
yes.
you?
Hashtag strategicladies.com.
So at strategicladies.com. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving some time today. This has really been exciting to learn more about mindfulness, and I look forward to picking up a copy of your book.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's great being here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Estella Chavu.
Dr. Dave.
We will talk again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Dr. Estella Chavu co-authored the book Let Meditation Mend You with her daughter, Jacinta. You can purchase a copy on Amazon.com. Connect with Dr. Chavu on Twitter at Strategic Ladies. Look for the Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast on iTunes and Google Play. The Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast is hosted on grokshare.com. If you have any questions for Dr. Dave, reach out on Twitter at Dr. Dave Info or at Knowledge Share.
You rock share.
I grok it and I'll share. Every day, every day. Until next time, pursue goodness, share, and learn.